Hi, friends. It's your host, Jill. Welcome to Your Life, Your Story, Rise Up podcast. If you know me, you know that I have a heart to motivate and inspire people to live a life they truly love. On this podcast, I share stories of inspiration, stories of struggle, and everything really in between. But most importantly, I aim to provide you relatable content, tools, and some advice that will set you up for success to be the high achiever you were born to be. And ultimately, set you up to live a life that you were called to live. So with that, let's dive in and rise up. Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of Your Life, Your Story, Rise Up. Today, I have the pleasure to sit down with Royce King. Royce is a highly rated motivational speaker with 20 years of experience as a women's coach and group facilitator. Royce works with individuals, groups, and organizations to help female entrepreneurs renew their mind, refresh their relationships, and reignite their business. Today, we are diving into unwrapping your worth, who you're called to be, and what you are worthy to receive. Well, hello, Royce. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Jill, for having me. It's a pleasure.
Yeah. So we got connected on a Facebook podcast community, and I saw your bio, and I saw went and kind of stalked you for a little bit, and I saw your topic on the mention of treasured unwrapping your worth. And I thought, oh, I need to find out more about what this is about. I'm always a person who just believes in the power of our worth, of who we are as a person, from my own personal experience, because my self-worth got tied up so much into my career, which led me into burnout. So I thought, I would love to know what Royce has to say about this unwrapping your worth. So let's just dive in. I would love for you to share with the audience just a little bit about you, how you got started. I see that you are a marketing coach. So how did you get started into coaching, and just a little bit about your story?
Okay. I grew up in the Midwest near you, and most of my family depended on union jobs, and I just felt like I was different. From the time that I was very young, I knew I was different, and I wasn't going to stay in Indiana and be dependent on a job. And so I went off to the big city to college, and I always had an interest in marketing, but I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I just knew I wanted to travel the world, be free, be independent, and do something with my skill set. And so after I graduated from college, I realized, you know what? I'm an entrepreneur at heart. So a couple of months out of college, I opened my first business. And I have operated a string of 12 businesses since then. And I got into marketing because as a young person, I didn't have the budget to pay anyone to market for me. So I got very good at marketing my own business. And I have been invited to be on TV shows and speak on international stages. And I thought, wow, I'm pretty good at this. This is probably where my skill set lies. So in 2014, I opened my business, and I was just doing copywriting, you know, writing press releases and blogs and things like that for my clients. But it's expanded into a whole suite of content marketing services and coaching entrepreneurs to get that product market fit and understand who they serve. And so it's just evolved over the years, but it really came out of my passion for marketing and realizing that that was where my skill set was. And that allowed me the freedom and my lifestyle that I wanted to be anywhere, right? I say, have laptop, will travel. I've called myself the vagabond entrepreneur before because I just love going places.
I love that. Yeah, you said graduating college, you just knew that there was something different about you. Like, I can resonate with that. I just felt in my own story that I was like, there's just something about me. I don't know what yet, but there's like, I just know I'm going to do like great things. And I think there's that's pretty awesome for you to just say, there's something different. I'm going to not stay with the structural society of what my family and my parents did. I'm going to travel. I'm going to fulfill what I am good at. And then taking that, realizing like, wow, I'm really am good at marketing. Like people are hiring me to speak on stages. Like that's incredible.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah. There's so much to be said about our unique gifts and our strengths and our talents. And I think so many times people underestimate that, that there is a natural gift that we are born with. I know you are a woman of faith, just as I am. And I always say, you know, God does equip us with certain gifts that we actually have a unique gift. And it comes usually very natural to us. Like so many times, I think people really are striving to figure out, what do I, you know, I want to create a business, but I don't even know what I would do. And it's like, search within. So I think that's what is fascinating about your story is you were like, I had to learn how to do marketing. I'm doing marketing in my business. Why can't I not now teach it to others? Right. So What is it in your specific business? Who do you serve? And what are some of the things that you're doing in that business?
Because I've been in so many industries, from real estate to insurance to equine assisted learning, I've served a lot of industries in my business, but primarily I serve entrepreneurs who have some traction in their business, but they know that they're missing out. I'll give you an example. One of my coaching clients, when he hired me, he was getting contracts on average of $4,000. It was a long sales cycle and a lot of resistance. Well, after a two-day strategy session with me, he realized that he was marketing to the wrong person and they didn't really see more value than $4,000. So we defined his product market fit and revised his offerings a little bit. And he was getting $50,000 contracts, shortening the sales cycle by half. And then as COVID hit, he was about to get a contract signed with one of the pro sports teams until the stadiums went dark for so long. But that was a six-figure contract. So He didn't change what he was offering, but he went from a $4,000 contract to six figures of value because he had the right market.
It's so true, right? I think so many people want to serve everyone. That was me when I first started.
Me too.
I was like, I want to help everyone. I mean, I knew I wanted to help women, but I was like, I want to help every single woman. Like, I don't know, I can help them. But it is like so important to niche down specifically. So what in that story, what was it that you really, really helped him with to like, I mean, that's a huge leap in his business. What were some things that you may have asked him that really got it clear on who he was supposed to serve, who he was supposed to market to?
Well, it was 2 days of a strategy session. So obviously there's a lot more content that we went through, but we started by having him identify his brand values and his keywords. And then we looked at what he needed to make. We took out his, you know, his P&L, and there were some projects he was actually losing money on. And while it gave him brand recognition, you can't stay in business long if you're losing money. So it's either that's not the right client because that's all they'll pay, or raise your prices. And so we took a holistic look at his business, from his financials to his product to his avatar. And, you know, within 2 days, pieced it all together, pulled his website messaging, rewrote some of that, rewrote his sales script for his sales guy to pitch, right? It was just a really holistic look, so that it was all cohesive versus a disjointed plan. So it's very involved and each client's different, but with him, we saw value there. Yeah. He just had the wrong client that he was targeting.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause it is so true. Not every client is a good client, right? I mean, you really want to make sure that it's that you both are seeing value in the relationship, right? They're coming to the table, you know, investing in you, you're investing in them, and it's a mutual respect. You mentioned brand, you took a look at his brand values. Can you talk a little bit about what that means?
Yeah, it's a combination of tone of voice, the keywords, what you guys want to embrace. Mm-hmm. For him, it was a fair wage for the creatives. And that's not common, right? You always hear the phrase starving artist. So a fair wage for a creative. And all of those attributes or character traits of your brand. So Jill, if you were to describe you, you know, you're using certain words all the time, a performance coach, a Christian, a daughter of the king, you know, how, why, right? You describe yourself in certain words every time you introduce yourself. Mm-hmm. And your brand values are those words that you want to describe yourself to your customer.
Yes.
And I know there are branding experts out there that I've worked with and recommended because I'm not the branding expert, but if we can identify those words of how you want to be known and how the community should speak about you, then we can create your messaging around that.
Yeah. It needs to be like so clear, right? That so when they look at Jill O'Boyle or they look at Royce King, like they know who you are in your business, outside your business. I always say it's like consistent. There's no, like, you're making it so clear that there's not, you're not confusing the market on what you do or serve. Like it's, you're always bringing up that same message. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yep. I deal with a lot of, you know, mid to senior level managers. And I always ask that question about values because I think it's so important. So many people know maybe what their company, you know, if they're working in a company, as an employee, I always say, you know, do you know what your company core values are? And they say, yeah, of course. You know, we, our company stands for this, this, and this, right? They're easily able to say it. And then I'll always turn it because most of my people that I coach are people who are burnout. They're struggling, right? They're somewhere stuck in their life. And I say, well, what are your core values? What do you stand for? And I always get that stare of like, I don't even know. And I said, because that is really what shapes us as a person is what do we values are our principles, our guidelines about what we stand for. And it makes every decision easier. It's how we really run our life and it's how people perceive us. So it's like, you're, it's clear. So I always start there. I say, go back and look because you are, I always say I'm a, as a coach, you are your brand, right? You are your walking brand. Everything that I portray when I show up somewhere, it's like a, it's a brand. And I think for your clients, I would think you probably tell them the same way. It's their words. It's their, how they appear, how they show up. So let's dive in a little bit more onto this unwrapping your worth. Was there a moment, Royce, where you just felt God really pulling on your heart? This podcast, we'd like to talk a lot about, you know, how do we use those battles as our breakthrough? How do we take, you know, realize our true moment of, for me, I got so wrapped up in my career that my identity became my job, my title, how much money. And, you know, God really sat me down hard. And it was in those moments where I realized my identity is not tied to any of that. Like there is this amount of worth that I have of just being a child of God. So I'm just, I love to hear these stories. If there was that moment where you actually took that hard part of your life and is that how this treasured unwrapping your worth came about? Or just tell me a little bit about your story with that.
Like you, I wasn't wrapped up in titles, but I loved what I did in my work. But I also have a ministry and I realized that God has brought women into my life for 25 plus years to minister to them. And within 10 or 15 minutes of meeting any woman, she'll tell me her life story. I literally had someone in the hot tub on a vacation with her bestie, leave the conversation with her bestie and come over and tell me her marriage was struggling. She was thinking of divorce, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't know her from anybody in there. And yet she shared her burdens, and I was able to encourage her with some scripture and stuff. And I'm not even sure she was a Christian, but God told me what to say. And I got quiet during COVID. You know, as an entrepreneur, I'm always running a million different ways. And during COVID, he got me still enough to say, Royce, you're never going to reach the amount of women that need to know that they are worthy and to step into their calling that I've equipped them for, because 2 Timothy 3:17 says we're equipped for every good work. And these women are equipped and they have a purpose. I've designed them for something great, and they can't step into that greatness if they don't know who they are and they're following the worldly identity. And he got me quiet and said, I want you to write a book. And I'm like, I'm not an author, and I have no faith-based audience in front of me. I can't do this, you know? So like Moses, I start telling God all the reason I can't do this. And he silenced me, and we got the book written. And, you know, while there were some disappointing moments and some challenges, and I don't really consider myself an author, despite having written 6 books now.
That's incredible.
I know that the message in Unwrapping Your Worth in Christ is so valuable and has touched hundreds of women's lives. And so this year I'm going to release a follow-up Bible study and start a weekly podcast to continue to share that message, because women cannot live out their calling, and God has something great for each and every one of them, but they're so wrapped up into the identity of the world that causes them to chase a career that's unfulfilling. Or, you know, we have more severe issues like divorce and human trafficking, sex trafficking, re-entering toxic relationships. You know, a woman in domestic violence tends to go back, I think they say, 7 times. So whether you are just the ho-hum woman that's not feeling fulfilled, or you really are in one of these more extreme challenges, it's because you haven't really walked with the Lord and unwrapped who he's called you to be and who he's designed you to be. And that's really my heart's message.
Oh, that is so good. There is so many things that you just said there that I so relate to, because the world it's so noisy. It is loud. It is full of distractions. And so it's hard. It's hard to hear God's voice and what he's really equipping you to do when you're full of those distractions. I love that you were able to recognize that you had a ministry to serve, right? You're like sitting in the hot tub. You don't even know this lady, and she's just like pouring out to you. I can relate to that. That is exactly what got my ear turned as well. Like, God, you just keep bringing these women to me, right? You just keep bringing these women to me one by one. What are you wanting me to do with that? You know? And so I love that you tuned into that. And you also said you had to get real, you got silent and you shut out that noise, which is so huge to really understand. Because God doesn't, he will not call on the qualified, right? He qualifies the call. You even said, like, I can't write this book. I've never written a book before. I don't have a faith-based audience, you know, all the things. And he's, you know, I love that, because it's so true. I think so many times people might hear an idea, think about something that's usually from God, and we shut it down because we're like, I cannot do that. There's no way. I can't do it. But if you lean in and you trust it, he will equip you with it. Yeah, that's so, so good. All right. So you're starting this Bible study, you're starting this ministry, and then the podcast. Talk a little bit more about the podcast.
Yeah, I had a podcast a few years ago, and I started it just because I was co-authoring a book, an anthology with about 30 other authors. And I thought, well, I'll just feature them and then I'll close it down and it'll be gone. And I ended up getting international singer-songwriters and some real celebrities. And I was just amazed at who God brought me. And
Wow.
So when I had the idea to do a follow-up to the book, I thought, well, I'll do a podcast because I'm sure there are women out there, godly stories that will encourage others. And so we are in the taping of some of those episodes right now. And in April, it will go live and come out every week. And I'm just going to feature stories of women like you who God is using in the marketplace. I know with startup founders, typically I don't get to share my faith with them because they are not Christians, and I'm there to help their business grow. And so it doesn't always allow me to share my faith other than how I'm behaving.
Right.
But this is a story where we're going to dive in with how you integrate your faith with work and how God has taught you your worth and what kind of trials you've been through, where you felt less than treasured or where you felt less than equipped, and how your life has been transformed through just listening to God and leaning in and hearing what he has to teach you. And so I'm thrilled to see what kind of women he's going to bring me. I already have several episodes recorded, and I know it's been an amazing lineup so far. So we'll see where it goes.
Oh my goodness. I love that. I will be, like you said, I'll be on your podcast. I can't wait to record with you. But I can't wait to subscribe and follow. I start my day every day when I get ready, listening to a good faith-based or inspirational podcast. I love hearing stories. That's why I created my podcast as well, is just bringing on women like you, Royce, to share how we can use sometimes our battles and turn it into our breakthrough, how we can discover our purpose and our gifts. So I just love where God is calling you. I always say there's nobody I meet by accident. I always believe that the women are on my podcast because God has aligned us to meet. And just like you, the women that keep showing up that I have lined up through the next couple months, are their stories are incredible. And I just think there's a shift. I don't know about you, Royce. I just think there's a shift in this world right now where I think more and more people are, we need God. But I do believe that people are really feeling that. Like, I think they are really feeling like, who else do I go to? And I think I would love your opinion on anybody who may be listening that just feels like they're full of the world right now, the distractions. What's some tips that you can give them to just really, be in the presence and really hear what God is calling them to do?
Oh, Jill, yes, I agree with you. I think we need God more than ever. And people are realizing, wow, we followed some rabbit trails of untruth for a long time that's gotten us into a real world of trouble. And I never used to integrate my faith and work except in my behavior, as I said, because it was so hard in the circle I was in. But we need to be talking about Jesus. And he says we cannot be lukewarm. And so he's really set me on fire to share that even on my business pages, that we cannot be lukewarm. And so a couple of tips I have is wake up every day and find something you're grateful for. I know the world is full of bad news right now and negative news, and we just need to start our day with something that we're grateful for. The second thing would be to spend time in his word. You know, despite the fact that there are good books and good Bible studies, even some by myself, you know, great authors out there, but his word is where the truth lies. And
that's
so
right.
You'll find that my books drive you to scripture so that the Holy Spirit can interpret that for you and share truth with you, not me, because I don't know it all. And he continues to reveal himself to me every day. And third, get in community, even if it's a virtual community, Jill, like you said, This meeting is not by accident. We're connected for a reason. Mm-hmm. Continue to build those relationships and let God use you and move you to encounter the people He has for you. Yeah. And know that it's not an accident, and bless them, whether it be for a short season or a long season.
Yes. Community is so, so huge. You really do. When I got in my circle of, and find the right community, that's important, right? You know, mm-hmm. being surround, you know, when I got in the circle of, you know, women in my church, faith-based women, you know, really that can, you know, bring light into me, you know, out of this noisy distraction world, like lift us up. That is so huge. So I just want to recap that. Wake up every day with gratitude, find something, spend time in the word, you know, scripture, the truth, and then community. I love all three of those. Gratitude has been huge for me. I keep a journal every morning and try to be intentional every single day to think of something that I am grateful for. And it is amazing when you start to get in that habit, you know, of anything. I mean, the other day I wrote down coffee. I'm like, thank you, God, for coffee.
Yes.
It just really makes my day start happier. But just really, when you start thinking about all the things that you are grateful for, you realize how blessed you truly are. And not only that, I believe when you write it and you see it, you also start to vision it more and it attracts more to you. So it's like all of a sudden, because you already wrote down you're grateful for this, it's like it just keeps showing up more, which is just a beautiful, beautiful thing in my book. So, well, thank you so much, Royce, for just sharing today, coming on the podcast. Where can my listeners learn more about you? Where do you hang out the most at, that you could share with them?
Yeah. TreasuredTheMovement.com is the website to find out about the podcast and all of our upcoming guests like Jill. And then my business page is 3watersmarketing.com, and you'll find all my social channels there.
Awesome. I will put both of those in the show notes for everybody to find. It's been a pleasure, Royce, talking with you. Thank you so much for coming on, and super happy God has connected us, and I'm sure we'll continue on more, I'm sure.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here, Jill.
Okay, friends, that is it for today. If you like this episode, please give it a like and share it with a friend. To make sure you stay up to date and never miss an episode, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. I love helping you rise up. Until next time, go out and make it a great day.